Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, and we're talking this week's legislative update. As we get closer and closer to the end of the session on March 6th, things only going to keep picking up on Utah's Capitol Hill. Representative Watkins, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks as always for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
And, you know, the fun never stops up on the Hill, and bills flying left and right, some getting shot down, some able to advance. One that you had that recently advanced from the House onto the Senate side of things was HB 105, the child welfare revisions. And, you know, we've talked about it pretty consistently. You work pretty heavily in that realm of child welfare with working with the DCFS. So for people who might not be familiar, what is HB 105?
Well, what it deals with is a bill that we passed last year, and it said that people, when they cleaned up their act, if they've not lost their parental rights and their children or child is with a spouse or ex-spouse, they can petition the court to have some time with that child because they've obviously been cut off. And when one of our attorneys went in front of a local judge, the judge said, well, the legislature didn't make that retroactive. So that's all this bill does, is it makes it retroactive so that if you were in trouble 5 years ago and it's taking you a while to get your act together, but you'd like to now have some time with your children, whether it's a weekend here and there or some time in the summer, you can petition the court, prove that you have straightened up your life, and now if they so choose, they can give you that time because I know this bill will pass. It's going to make it through the Senate. I have a great sponsor, and it'll do well.
You know, I was going to say, this one feels a bit like a no-brainer to me. It was passed last year, just going back to make it retroactive. So yeah, I don't see any world in which this does not pass through. And you know, as a representative, that's got to be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, we don't want to exclude all these people that have actually been working on trying to improve their lives and just cut them off because the judge said, well, it's not retroactive. So that's what we're doing.
Now, in terms of other things happening up in the Capitol, one of the biggest ones that came out earlier this week was a new gas deal that the state legislature has been able to negotiate, and it's going to help refineries across the state increase production of fuel, and that's something that hopefully is going to trickle down, and we're going to be seeing lower fuel prices because of it.
Yeah, well, when they first came out with the bill, it was pretty wicked. I'm just going to tell you that. It was going to hurt our oil and gas industry. It was going to hurt the refineries up here in Woods Cross. And we were going to hurt the people in Idaho, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, the people in Idaho weren't too happy about this at all.
No, they were ready to declare war, and rightfully so. So I'm going to tell you, I stood up in our caucus meeting and pointed out the things that I don't think they had thought about. And I actually had several reps come up to me and said, oh, we appreciate what you said. We had not looked at it through the lens that you presented this to us. And so they went back to the drawing table and totally changed things. We're going to produce increased production. I didn't know that the refineries in the Woodcross area had any more room to do that, and they do. So they're going to increase their production. They're going to build some more stuff, and so this will not affect Idaho. It will not affect the Uinta Basin with the oil and gas that they're doing. And by increasing production, we hope it will decrease the price, and we have a gas tax formula that, depending on inflation, it goes up and down. In January of 2027, we were already set to go down the gas tax. So what they're doing is they're moving it up to July 1st. So from July 1st on, you will see a reduction in your gas prices because the gas tax will be dropped. I think it's 6 or 7 cents on July 1st, and then of course it'll just stay the same when January 1st of 2027 hits. So it's really a good thing for everyone, and it's a far cry from what they started out with.
You know, and it goes back to one of my favorite things about our system of government is that it works best when there is disagreement. That's what the founding fathers wanted when they designed our government on the federal level, and our state system replicates that pretty well. It works best when there is disagreement, and not everything is just getting rubber stamped through. It has the disagreement to make this legislation the best possible legislation it can be, and if no such compromise can be reached, then it shuts down. That's what I love about seeing government in action, and that's a perfect example of it.
Yes, and it worked.
Now, speaking on government, you had the opportunity the other day to co-host Woman in Government. What was this event like, and what was the experience like being able to co-host it?
Well, Women in Government is a national women's legislative group, bipartisan, great group. I've attended their conferences over the years, and I attended a conference this summer and ran into one of their leaders, and we just, you know, connected, had a great talk. Then she contacted me, I think it was in December, and said, hey, our national conference is going to be in Salt Lake this year. We would like to come and meet with all of your women legislators with a luncheon. Would you help co-sponsor that? And I said, absolutely. So we made all the arrangements and let all the other women legislators know about it. We had all of them come, and we just had a great meeting, and they let us know that as Utah, as the hosting state, as the women legislators here, we would have our registration waived. To go to these conferences can be a little pricey, anywhere from $500 to $1,000. So we get to have our the registration waived, and they have scholarships for travel, so we don't have to worry about going back and forth. I can just come up here and stay in the hotel with everyone, and so it was really fun. In all my years up here, they've never been to Salt Lake, so this is really a great opportunity.
Now, the last thing I really want to talk about with you today is last week our conversation was pretty focused on the world of energy, rightfully so. Valor Atomics Ward 250 reactor lands in Utah, gets set up down in the San Rafael Energy Research Lab in Orangeville, but more energy developments coming to Emery County, this time in the world of coal energy and mining, as Wolverine Fuels announced that they had acquired assets from Bronco Mining and that they would be reopening the Emery Valley Mine. And you and I were talking about it a little bit beforehand. This is a great move to carry on that mining legacy that Emery County has.
Yes, it is, and I'm really excited that they're doing that. You know, the loss of Skyline for right now can be devastating. We need to have that coal, and we need our good coal. So just kudos to everybody. Obviously, we had nothing to do with that, but it's great that we can have that going. So go, team, go.
You can't go wrong with that. Now, Representative Watkins, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Yes, I want everyone out there to know the Utah Museum, the brand new, we've never had one, Utah Museum up here on Capitol Hill, it's a brand new building, will be opening to the public on June 27th. But I want all our teachers to know, those of you that come up here for field trips, you can be booking tours of that building now. So if you have someone in your family that's a teacher, an elementary teacher, and they want to bring their kids up here, tell them to get online or on the phone and get your tour booked for next year, because I'm telling you, it is amazing. It's just something. We got to do a little tour last night. It's still, you know, in the rough stages, but it's going to be absolutely fabulous. So I want everyone to know that they can come up to this.
No, absolutely. Go check that out. It's going to be a shining gem up there in Salt Lake City. Representative Watkins, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Again, our guest, Representative Christine Watkins, providing this week's legislative update. To keep up with everything happening on Utah's Capitol Hill, visit le.utah.gov or stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, your source of local news for 90 years. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can visit castlecountryradio.com or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.